Spark for Life is an American Cancer Society-sponsored, non-competitive fundraising event that honors our cancer survivors, remembers loved ones that we've lost to cancer, and it celebrates the caregiving qualities of our canine companions, our puppies, who I think offer a lot of support to anyone who is battling cancer. Spark for Life is sort of a pre-event for our Relay for Life, and at that event, you're not allowed to bring your dogs, so Bark for Life is kind of an additional event that honors dogs as caregivers, and you're able to bring the dogs to it. It is only a couple hours as well.
What will people be able to see and do at Bark for Life?
So there is a non-competitive walk, which is about a third of a mile. We are going to actually have demonstrations put on by a couple different organizations. Cincinnati Police Force Canine Division will be there. We're going to have an on-site groomer, so if you need to get your dog's nails trimmed, we can help you with that. We're going to have raffle activities. We are going to actually have music provided. We will have dog contests for things like the best kisser, biggest dog, smallest dog. So it should be a lot of fun, I think, for all the dog owners as well as the dogs.
And you made a great point earlier that our canine companions really are wonderful caregivers, especially for somebody with a situation like cancer.
Absolutely. I think that, with dogs, any type of stressful situation, dogs provide that unconditional love and support, and they really do act as caregivers to people who have cancer or who are battling it.
And you've got a really personal connection to this. You're going to be bringing your dogs, but you've had cancer touch your life as well.
Yes, I personally did. My mom passed away when I was 6 years old of breast cancer, so that's something that, has affected me pretty much my entire life. And because of that, I've always been an advocate for supporting American Cancer Society.
I'm very sorry to hear about your loss. What do you want other people to take away from this experience?
I just want other people to be as positive as possible when it comes to either having cancer themselves or knowing somebody with cancer, relying on friends, family, and of course, puppies as a great support system for the disease, and realize that we're all in it together to find a cure, and hopefully we will someday. I'm a firm believer that we absolutely will find a cure someday.
The online registration is closed, but people can still register at the event. Where is the event and how much does it cost?
Absolutely. The event will be held at Lincoln Playfield. Registration day of begins at 9:30 a.m. The event itself runs from 10 a.m. to noon. Cost is $25 per dog. However, if you do have a second or a third dog, it's $10 for each additional dog. And we'd love to have everybody come out day of as well.
And all the money goes to the American Cancer Society.
Yes, it does.
Amy Rowe, chairperson for Bark for Life, thanks for being with us and sharing your story this morning.
Thank you.